Today's report notes that every agency with major responsibility for terrorism and intelligence has been overhauled, with one exception, the Department of Justice. The report says the wall between intelligence and criminal law still lingers, at least on organizational charts.
To better understand the division within the Justice Department and the recommended changes, we turn to John Yoo. He's a professor of law at the University of California, Berkeley, and a former Deputy Assistant Attorney General. Professor, thanks so much for being with us.
Oh, thanks for having me.
First, what is the so-called firewall?
Well, the wall was created sometime in the 80s, and it arose from the courts and the Justice Department itself, and it prohibited the part of the Justice Department that worked on foreign intelligence, primarily espionage and terrorists, from speaking with the people who worked on criminal cases, on people who were within the United States who were being watched and potentially arrested for committing federal crimes.
And the practical effect of that in the department?
Well, the practical effect was that both parts of the government could be watching the same people and not pooling all their information together so that we had a complete picture of what terrorists were doing. In a way, it was a failure to recognize, as we saw on September 11th, that terrorism crosses our borders. It thought that threats were from abroad, foreign intelligence threats came from abroad, while criminal problems were domestic.
This idea gained a lot of attention last year during the 9/11 Commission hearings. At the time, Attorney General John Ashcroft said that the fact that these divisions did not speak to each other was, quote, the single greatest structural cause for September 11th. And he also said that it hampered the department's ability to pursue wanted terrorists. So what's changed in the wake of 9/11?
Well, before 9/11, that wall was constructed for civil liberties concerns because it is somewhat easier to get warrants to surveil terrorists outside the United States than it is to get a warrant to surveil a domestic criminal. And so concern about that led to the wall in the first place. I think what changed after 9/11 was that we realized that you couldn't say there's one world of terrorism abroad where we were going to have different constitutional standards, and then there was a world of criminals within the United States where we were going to follow the normal Fourth Amendment standards. And that was what the wall was designed to do, was to prevent the information we got about foreign terrorists from leaching over into what our people knew about domestic crimes, because they were basically following two different legal standards about how they could search and surveil targets.
Well, once that wall was lowered, there was once again great civil liberties concerns. What's happened since then?
Well, there was a case brought by the ACLU to challenge the dropping of the wall. The wall was dropped by the Patriot Act. That was one of the core provisions of the Patriot Act, ordered the Justice Department to remove that wall. The lower federal court involved suggested that that change was unconstitutional, and the appellate court that heard the case upheld that portion of the Patriot Act. So once that happened, it became much easier for these parts of the Justice Department to start communicating with each other, to begin sharing information, and to pool their resources about terrorists.
So I'm hearing a bit of a conflict. You're saying that this wall has been lowered, and yet the commission is calling for the sea change. If you read the report, it sounds like this wall still exists.
Yeah, well, I think legally the wall has been lowered, and I think operationally in some cases has been lowered. But what the commission is saying is that because of the way the department is set up, bureaucracies are still going to be committed to having the wall there. There's a lot of things that the wall represented in addition to just this constitutional standard. It had a way of building bureaucracies, because if you were on one side of the wall, you got to specialize in that part of what the Justice Department did, and nobody else was involved with it. And so what the commission report is calling for is for more integration of the people who do intelligence with the rest of the department, and so that there isn't a separate office that does crime and a separate office that does intelligence, but in fact that they work together.
Commission is calling for this. Who would instigate these changes? Would that depend on the new Attorney General?
Attorney General Gonzalez could start the change by just unilaterally creating a special advisor for national security affairs, but ultimately Congress would have to pass a law to create a new Assistant Attorney General, who would be appointed by the President and confirmed by the Senate, and create the personnel for this new office.
John Yoo, thanks for coming in to talk to us.
Oh, thank you.
John Yoo is a professor of law at the University of California, Berkeley, and a former Deputy Assistant Attorney General.